Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're catching up with head coach of the Central College men's golf team, Mel Blasey. Coach, appreciate the time as always, and overall, a great spring for the Dutch as well as the fall season. If you could, just talk a little bit about the year, how it's been going from your perspective, and what's been some of the things that have stood out to you about this year's squad.
Yeah, so coming into the year, we were kind of unsure about what our starting lineup would look like because we lost four of our top five from last year. But we had a really strong freshman class coming in, and just seeing how they've impacted the top five and the program has been really positive. And then we have great senior leadership on the team, and they've kind of taken the young guys under their wings and showed them, you know, what they need to do to get better. And I think overall we've improved and gotten better and put ourselves in a pretty good position here at the end of the year.
And when you look at the fact that you talked about the amount of graduation this team underwent with four of the top five from last year graduating. As a coach in that situation, it can be a little bit challenging to know what to expect coming into the year because, as you mentioned, you had a good freshman class coming in, but you just don't know how long it's going to take them to get adjusted to the collegiate game and maybe some of the new courses that they're going to be playing on and things like that. When you look at how that group has kind of stepped in and just kind of made that impact right away, how much easier has that made your life kind of seeing what they're capable of to be able to maybe put more expectation or maybe challenge them a little bit more in some of these meets to just achieve higher marks throughout the season?
Sure, and you're exactly right. You've got a new group coming in. They've never seen the golf courses you're playing. They're playing different competition, different weather. Some of them play spring golf in high school, and some of them play fall golf in high school. So it's kind of a different schedule for many of them. And just trying not to get too high on the expectation. You know, the freshmen that we did bring in were very good players that had a lot of experience in high school and playing summer tournaments. So I know their expectations were high. But I don't think that any high school player really knows what they're getting into until they get to college golf. And it's a lot more difficult and demanding, the time away from school and trying to navigate all the things that go into it. So particularly that fall season is really difficult for them to put all those things together, first time away from home and all those things. So I thought we competed very well in the fall. We didn't have very high finishes, but we had some really good individual performances. Each one of the freshmen really played well at certain times. And then we got some really good leadership from Caden Pendergrass and Blake Wynn, and then a couple of our seniors, Cooper Langfelt and Ethan Gordon, kind of threw themselves into the mix in leading our team. And so it was a really productive fall season, and I was really optimistic for the spring, and that's kind of how it's turned out, that we've made some big strides and we keep improving, and I think the confidence has just built during the season.
And again, we're talking to Mel Blasey, the head coach of the Central College men's golf team here on today's Lely Radio Sports page. You kind of led me right to where I wanted to go and touching on some of the individuals. You mentioned some individual names there, Caden Pendergrass, Blake Wynn in that mix as well. I know another guy who's been a leader is Mason Brandt as well when it comes to those scorecards. If you could maybe just tell us a little bit about some of the individuals who have kind of stepped up this year, made big impacts for the Dutch, and what's kind of stood out to you about their play this season.
Yeah, so Caden was our captain coming into the season, and he's probably one of the hardest working players I've ever had. That's a really good combination when your captain is also your hardest worker, because he's a great example to the younger players, and he's proven that. And he's had, I think, three or four under par rounds this year. He's led us. And then Blake Wynn, who played off and on in the top five last year, he also provided some real stability to the lineup, and he's gotten better and better as the year's gone on. And then those three freshmen that are in our top five right now, Mason Brandt was our leader in stroke average in the fall, so he stepped right in, got comfortable, and really played the best for us in the fall. And then both Crew Klingner from Williamsburg and Carter Yerge from Dowling High School in Des Moines have really been our big boost here in the spring season. And I don't think that that's a surprise to me, but it's taken just a little bit of time for them to get confident and comfortable. We do have some depth, too. We've had Ethan Gordon's played up there, one of the Pella boys here on the team. And Bautista Valieras played in the top five for most of the fall. So those guys are always pushing those top five positions, and that's important to have that depth, which makes us stronger in the long run.
Absolutely. You talk about that depth as you go into the American Rivers Conference Championships this weekend, starting on Sunday, running through Tuesday. How important is that going to be able to have that deep field, knowing how deep this conference could be, how challenging it could be, and especially knowing that you've got that course at West Des Moines that is a solid course to play on but can also provide its challenges. How important is that depth going to be as you get into the conference championships this weekend?
Well, I think any golf coach would tell you that it's nice to have all five players that can lead you at any time, and we really do have that. I think each one of our top five players has been our low scorer in some of the tournaments that we've played in. So they know that. They know they have just as good an opportunity to win the tournament as anybody else. And that's really the goal. Even though it's a team sport, you're still playing your own ball and you're trying to win individually. And that's what I try to convey to the players, is that you have to be competitive with your own ball. And at the same time, you're playing for a team score. So I really like the way the direction has gone this spring. They're very competitive amongst each other, which is also good because they want to beat each other. And that's the right kind of feel that you have on the team when you're very competitive with each other, and then you go and you play in a tournament and you're all part of this team. Not everybody's going to play well every day, and knowing that there's guys that can pick you up when maybe you have a bad day, which we've had several of those just in the last couple tournaments where we've had some really good pickups from some of the guys that maybe you didn't expect.
And as we talk about those conference championships, would you – as a coach, as you're preparing to go into that, what are some of the things you're looking for from your guys here in the championships to kind of help set yourselves up for the best possible opportunity to qualify for the national tournament?
Well, I mean, the golf course is part of it. We're playing at Glen Oaks. Some of our guys have some experience playing there. I think we have two of the guys that have never seen the course. So getting a good practice round, getting a feel for the course, understanding where you can be aggressive and where maybe you want to play a little more conservative. Those things are really important. And then, you know, just making them feel as comfortable as they can right away so that you get off to a good start. Good starts are really important in conference championships. They say you can't win the tournament in the first round, but you can certainly put yourself way behind. And we've had a struggle with that a couple times here in the last 3 years where I felt like we were one of the better teams, but we got off to a slow start. So it'll be really important for us this year, particularly because there are some really good teams in our league. But if we get off to a good start and gain some confidence, we'll be in put ourselves in a good position.
100% agree. Coach Blasey, appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to seeing how the American Rivers Conference Championships go for the Dutch. And hopefully we'll be talking soon about a trip to the national tournament down the line. But again, appreciate your time as always.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Mel Blasey, the head coach of the Central College men's golf team, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.